doing well. You're wonderful. At peace with yourself. I was sitting in the car, about to get out, and I was like, why don't I share my experience, this experience I had yesterday with you? Probably because a lot of people think this way, and I just want to kind of bring more awareness to it. So the day before yesterday, I got a message or inbox from a relative that I hadn't talked to in a while. And, you know, I know they, like, follow me and watch my story and stuff, and we used to be very similar, but I kind of went in my own direction the last couple years or so. And so they presented themselves as if they were trying to catch up with me to see how I was doing and, you know, see how they were doing and stuff. And so we were on the phone for talking for like 30 minutes. And so I ended up calling her back yesterday. Ended up talking on the phone for like 30 minutes. And then she went and said, well, the reason I called you was because I see your post online and I just kind of wanted to warn you warn you, what you're posting is not, first she started off with a bunch of questions about my belief systems, right? What I believe, how I feel, whatever. So I was answering her with the intent to help her understand my transition and my beliefs. And then I got to a point where I was trying to explain it, and I'm like, it's the kind of thing where you can explain it, but it's better to experience it for yourself. She's like, okay. So then that's when she was like, yeah, I wanted to warn you because I love you and blah, blah, blah. Have you seen the videos on YouTube about people who believe what you believe and how they're renouncing, she called it a religion. I'm like, it's not a religion. It's spirituality. It's just connection with Source, which is one with God. But she kept calling it, and she had her own judgments went in. And, so then after that, once I responded, just like, well, first I allow her to, speak about it. And, share her point of view, and then I shared my point of view, then she immediately got off the phone. But I just say that to say, when you're stuck in judgment and criticism and self-righteousness, you won't understand my messages. Like, you just won't, because you're coming with the intent to criticize, not to learn and understand. And I think, what I told her, and I was like, well, yeah, the videos, or the story you're talking about, how people renounce, like, spiritual practices and spirituality, I was like, it doesn't sound any different from when people renounce, like, the church and, God even, and Christianity, because their experience is that they hear the messages, see the people that pretend they operate in those messages or attempt to or try to, but they somehow fail and become like hypocrites. And then they're telling you that you should live this way when they're not doing it themselves. And that's when, or they're just church hurt or whatever. But so then after that, I was just like, I kind of was a little annoyed at myself because, I took my time. I just felt like I wasted my time try to explain to her and get her to understand, but I should have seen that she was coming with judgmental and critical and, self-righteousness type of eyes, that there's no point in me even talking about it, but I did it anyway because I loved her, too. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like, it's a part of me that understands her position, because when you're stuck in a religious belief system, you only feel like it's one way. And because that's what you've been taught, that's what you've been molded into, and that's the only thing that you've chosen to discover in life. You haven't chosen to go higher than that, those teachings. And, so she was kind of stuck in that way. And, listen, I get it, because I've been there, done that. But my message to you today is, if you want to ascend and grow higher, more understanding about life, more manifestation, more, you know, just inviting more in your life, you have to be open to more. And I was telling her that when she was asking the questions, I hope you can't hear all this rain in the background. Or if you can hear it, I hope it sounds soothing and not as harsh as it sounds to me. But what I was trying to get her to see is that I ask for more from God. Like, I have a connection and a relationship with God, as we all do, but I actually utilize mine, and I just don't wait until I'm in, like, a church or a group setting to use it. Like, I rely on it and depend on it, and I become it every day. And within that relationship, I ask for higher understanding, higher awareness. Show me more of you. And what I get shown is deeper levels of and extensions of God that I don't hear talked about in things, places like the church, or, you know, with a lot of, you know, religious people. They're stuck in that kind of rigidity. Is it the word rigidity? Like, they're just in this rigid approach in there, and it's almost like if it doesn't look like this, then it's not true, or, you know, it's of the devil, or it's of this and that, whatever. And for me, in my experience, I just chose to be open to learning more about God, more of life, you know, a higher awareness of life, looking at things from a higher perspective and not, you know, just kind of being in the world and doing what the world does. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world, meaning I don't, you know, adopt to a lot of the belief systems and beliefs that we have anymore. I used to, but not anymore. And what it's shown me and given me the gift from being in an open point of view perspective with the divine is that I possess so much more power than I knew or gave myself credit for. I actually minimized myself and thought less of myself than what I really am for many, many years. And in it, it's just given me so much more power, like power within myself, not power to dominate people. It's empowered me, inspired me, and allowed me to grow in ways that I've never imagined growing in. And I wish she would get that, but, you know, in her own time, if she chooses to. But so I say to you, like, what belief systems are you stuck in, or, you know, if something is, let's say, well, all right, let me start with this. What belief systems are you stuck in that's preventing you from learning more, receiving more, getting more out of life, and maybe even out of yourself, maybe out of your relationships, out of your job, whatever the out of for you? What belief systems are you stuck in that are blocking you from achieving those things? And, you know, I ask those kind of questions all the time. I have become like prayer. I'm sorry, questions have become my prayer. Why? Because I know it works. Like, anytime I release a question to God, source, or just in, like, universe, it has to be answered. Like, life is full of questions. So come out of, like, that's one, like, really good big tip that I would recommend for you is come out of the praying. Not even come out of it, but, like, shift your praying to questions. And, like, you unlock so much more as long as you're open to receiving the information and how it's going to come. Because it may come in ways that you, like, you're not used to, or you don't, you know, you don't used to it coming in certain ways, and it comes out so differently. And you're just being open to all possibilities of how that infinite abundance of wisdom that, you know, is waiting for you and there for you comes. So, yeah, I hope that helps you to learn more, understand more. I just, like my life is just full of questions. Like, and that has become my prayer. And then my other prayers are just kind of gratitude for what comes. So that's kind of really all I do now. That's all I do now. I ask a bunch of questions, and I just offer gratitude and thank God, the universe, my source, the divine, for what comes. And that's been amazing. I know she was like, one of her point of views really quick was, yeah, you don't want to get to the point where you're putting yourself over God or at the same level as God or something. And I'm like, but I am. And it's like, I'm not over, but at the same, like, I am one with God. So I don't think of myself as anything less than that. And because most church people, or many of them, we look like you're almost taught to look at yourself as less than. Like, oh, I'm not at that level. I'm not this. I'm not that. When in actuality, you are. You are a divine creation, and you live your life. Each one of us lives our life as an extension of God, of the divine. And, like, that's why he created us. But when you look at yourself as less than that, then guess what? In life, you get less than that. Because that's you. That's what you believe. So you may ascend to a certain point, but that's gonna be your ceiling. That's it. Because that's what you believe. Like, your life and your reality becomes what you believe. So for her, if that's what she believes, guess what? That's what she's gonna get. And she's not gonna ascend past that until she can open up her mind, her heart, you know, to more and to other possibilities that are greater than what she already thinks. And I wish her the best, but she's just stuck. And it's a stuck. And it's no different from the same stuckness that, you know, when you're in church and you're a Christian, like, you think other people, like, who are outside of that are stuck and they're lost and this and that. Like, you get lost in your own religion and you don't even realize it. Like, for her, I know she doesn't even realize it, that she's stuck. She wouldn't even consider herself stuck. But she actually, based on what she was saying, it showed me that, wow, she is stuck. Like, she got to a certain point of growth, and now she's stuck there, which is fine. Like, she can stay that way. It's not wrong. But she won't go past that level because she already put the ceiling up in her belief system and already, like, that was her limitation that she created. And because she has free will to do so, so be it. So I just, you know, wanted to bring that to your attention, and I hope that you choose higher for yourself. If not, then okay. Thank you so much for listening. Be well.